And now, Laquan. With a name like Laquan, we can safely assume his blackness, of middling height, perhaps 5'2", with a weight of 130 pounds or so. Laquan bounces down a Chicago avenue with typical teenage abandon. He seems more like he's skipping than running, his right hand holding a penknife of some 3 inches or so. One can almost feel the buzz of youthful testosterone rushing through his veins, a subterranean river of strength, assuring him that he is invincible, that he can punch through walls, get hit with a mountain and rise. And then, without warning, a shot rings out, and it spins him like a top, 360 degrees. He falls. An unfamiliar pain grips him, curling him, folding him into a fetal position, cradled by the cold earth. Then, like heartbeats, come death beats of bullets, and 17-year-old Laquan McDonald is no more. He is but the latest black body blasted into oblivion by a white Klansman in blue. His once unknown name joins a chorus of the dead: Tamir Rice, Mike Brown, Donald Dante Ivy, Eric Garner, Oscar Grant, Freddie Gray, and more, victims all of one of the oldest maladies on the American mainland, white fear. A 3-inch blade, legal, by the way, and 16 shots burned into the body of a teenager. For a year, the cameras go dark until a freelance journalist fights and wins a Freedom of Information suit against the city of Chicago. The camera replays that savage moment of a boy skipping his way into death. There has been an arrest, yes, but don't be surprised if there is also an acquittal. Any city that can make a murder disappear for a year can surely hustle up an acquittal. Only sustained struggle can make a difference. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.